He recently was arrested in Petersburg because he fired point blank at a police officer. The gun didn't fire, or we'd have a dead police officer. We now have an individual in jail who has no funds, so legal services is supporting him. He's in jail, so we're taking care of incarceration. We're taking care of legal fees. He undoubtedly will go to prison. They may end up pleading him guilty but insane and end up with him in API for a while. At some point, they'll decide that he is well enough to go to jail, and then they'll transfer him to the penal institution. I think that that kind of situation happens far too often in this state, and if we talk about the kinds of dollars that it takes up front to provide supportive mental health services, you eliminate at least a portion, and I suspect a major portion, of those kinds of ailments. We talk to those individuals on a regular basis at my center. 65% of the people who call the crisis center are men. Now that tells me that there's inadequate service out there that feels comfortable and is readily available for people for support. We're doing what I really wish were available in the community. We're doing some counseling with the paraprofessionals that some of the people have talked about, because it isn't available any other way, and it isn't available in a continuum that provides the kind of support people ought to have. I think that's a piece of the preventive stuff you spoke of and that other people have spoken of. It's there. You look at suicide and the suicide rates in this community, in this state. We're looking at rates that are tremendously excessive. When ABC's Nightline program calls me in Anchorage, Alaska, last Wednesday to ask me what we're doing with suicide, that tells me that we have a rather interesting reputation outside, and that indeed happened. And that doesn't mean they're mentally ill. They may be acutely disturbed at the moment, and there's a lot of research that indicates that if you intervene in the first suicide attempt, 92% of those people will never attempt again. Conversely, you're going to see the same kind of ratio of repeat attempts if there isn't early intervention. That, I think, is a pitch in and of itself for preventive kinds of programs. And I think there's an economic argument to be made that says it's cheaper to do it there than on some other piece of the system.
Yeah. Any questions? Are there any other witnesses who wish to make any statements? The meeting is then adjourned?
Yes.
Time is 6:17.